What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 30th of June. Video and podcast series. You can find the videos on YouTube. You're listening already to the podcast, I imagine, so I don't need to tell you where to find that. I just need to tell you to take your fingers out your ears and listen up. Stop chewing gum. Put your gum in the bin and listen to me for 20 minutes-ish. I was going to say, if you're watching on the video as well, the video's on a bit of a wonk because my tripod is still fucking playing up. I need to buy a new one and I'm too lazy to get it sorted out. So I keep getting myself in a bit of a pickle every time I'm trying to get started. At the moment, I've got a bit of elastic band around it with a fucking marker pen underneath the bit that keeps dropping down. I've wedged that in. I've done like a bodge job, basically. So I might even have to just sellotape the end to a broomstick. Stick the broomstick in something, like one of those Christmas tree feet or whatever, you know, but keep the Christmas tree up and you screw the legs together. Put the broom in there and then sellotape the camera on the top of that, and then I've got myself a makeshift tripod. That's a cheap version, but that's pretty much what I've got already and it ain't fucking working. Anyway, not enough about me. It's about the news anyway. It's not about you or me. The memorials have been vandalised, as you well know, around the world, but around America and England anyway. Statues being pulled down. They're trying to deface Winston Churchill's statue and the Scouts leader, Robert Baden-Powell. They've been under attack. And now they've gone after the Wurzels statue. So they're saying in the paper, somebody's basically just put a couple of boggly eyes on the late front man of the Wurzels. What's his name? What the fuck's his name? A memorial to the Wurzels late front man was vandalised, and I forget his name. What the fuck's his name? Age Cutler. But they put boggly eyes on him, the plastic eyes, you know, the ones you put on sock puppets and whatever. They look like the black thing would spin around in it. They put them on it. That's funny. That ain't like vandalism. That's comedy. I found it funny. And like, you know, I imagine he would find it funny as well. I mean, they were a folk band, but they had humour. And they're called the Wurzels. So it's hardly like, you know, they ain't a serious band, were they? I mean, they were serious. They had some albums and that, but they were light-hearted. And he would have laughed his head off at that. A couple of boggly eyes on his statue. I think they should leave him there. The statue looks more like Benny Hill to me, to be honest with you. But then again, I don't know. But Wurzels were a little bit before my time. Maybe he looks a lot like Benny Hill as well. But anyway, that is not really vandalism. As I said, that one is making people laugh, putting a smile on your face. You know, if somebody's like fucking pulled it down or graffitied all over it or put "this guy's a wanker" on it, that's vandalism. Boggly eyes should be allowed to be put. That should start off a new craze. Let's start a boggly-eyed craze. Let's go and stick boggly eyes over everything. Any statue that you see, put some boggly eyes on it. Don't matter who it is. What else could you put them on? Put them on trees. That makes the tree have a face. You can put them on lampposts. Then the lamppost. You put boggly eyes on anything, it turns it into a face that you could talk to. So if you're ever lonely... and you're allergic to cats and dogs and fucking haven't got time for a parrot, just get yourself a pair of boggly eyes and just stick them on, you know, stick them on a mug and talk to the mug. And if you get bored of the mug, the next day you can stick them on the blender, stick them on the kettle. Each day you've got a new fucking thing to talk to. I mean, obviously it shows that you're going mental or you're going a bit fucking, you're going a bit fruity upstairs, but... whatever gets you talking, you know, like you can obviously talk to your plants. I haven't got enough plants, to be honest with you, so I might need to get myself a few, but as a stopgap, I might just get myself some boggly eyes. Right, I've got myself some anyway. If you're listening on the podcast, watch the video and you'll see that I've got boggly eyes. I haven't really. I'm just trying to encourage you to watch my videos. Anyway, what was I going to say? Snowflakes are killing the breakfast, the traditional breakfasts of boiled eggs and black pudding because they are too ugly for Instagram. No, I think it's just because Instagram You can't just keep putting the same fucking picture on Instagram. You've got to come up with something else. If you're putting breakfast photos, you might have done the bald egg one about fucking 100 photos ago. There's only so many photos you can create a breakfast. How many breakfasts you can create for a photo. You can't just do... Unless you're going to do different bald eggs with boggly eyes on them. Maybe. The little sticky boggly eyes, like I just said. Every time you make a bald egg, stick a boggly eyes on it. Boggly eyes on it. And then put a different hat on. So every time it's a different bald egg with different hats. Obviously the eyes are going to be the same. So therefore, there's a new Instagram craze again as well. I'll tell you what, I'm giving everybody the ideas here. So now we've got bald egg, boggly eyes. Boggly eye bald eggs. That's a fucking tongue twister. I like this one, so I'm going to roll with it. Anyway, so there's a good idea. Start a new Instagram page. Bald eggs with boggly eyes and different hats, different wigs. And every day you can do a different one. You can do Prince ones, Michael Jackson ones. You can do the Wurzels, like I've just said. You can do all sorts. Michael Jackson bald egg. There you go. If I see that anywhere, it's my idea. I want intellectual property rights. I want some of those followers who come over. I want somebody giving me some advertising for this podcast. Anyway, moving on. What have I just turned up? And I haven't put this in any order, but there's a pilot here with a boggly-eyed chicken. He's got them squeezy chickens. You know what the fucking... I don't know if it's a dog toy. You squeeze it and it makes a squeezy noise. It's like a plastic chicken. And the pilot's in the Airbnb... Well, not Airbnb, what was it? Ryanair cockpit. And he's got the chicken. And he's using it, the chicken. He's made a video... And he's using it to use the controls before they take off. And he's using the chicken. And he's made like a... I don't know if it's a TikTok video or an Instagram video or whatever the fuck. But he's in trouble for it anyway. It's mad, isn't it, if you could lose your job over that. I mean, that's just fucking having a laugh. He ain't hurting anybody. If the plane crashes, that's when he's hurting somebody. If the plane doesn't crash, he's not hurting anybody. But everyone's getting the fucking bee in the bonnet about professionalism, about, you know, you can't have squeezy chickens in a cockpit. Since when is that in the rules? Let's have a look what the rules say. Do the rules say no squeezy chickens in the cockpit? If it doesn't, then I'm sorry, but it should be given the benefit of the doubt. But anyway, there's two sides, because some people are saying unprofessionalism needs to be hauled in front of the buses. Somebody else is saying, I don't see what the problem is. They're having a laugh, and nobody's got hurt. It's only when he's like, you know, when he's like fucking passing out and left the chicken to fly the plane, that's a problem. Why he's asleep. With a couple of boggly eyes on his eyes to make it look like he's awake. Stuck on. Boggly eyes is the order of this podcast. This is what I'm going to call it, the boggly eyed podcast, this one. Anyway, and I'll tell you what, I've not even done this in any order, as I've just said. Now, I've got Sooty, who's a puppet with boggly eyes. Well, he hasn't got boggly eyes, but it's a puppet. So we'll answer another puppet. Sooty, Sweep. If you're from a different country and you don't know what Sooty and Sweep are, you missed out on a brilliant childhood TV programme and you should watch them all. Even as an adult, they're good. Sooty, Sweep and Sue. It was the Sooty show. But anyway, what I pulled it out of us for was because Matthew Corbett, who was the main man who had his hand up Sooty's backside and all of them, he nearly died of the coronavirus. The puppeteer spent 10 days in intensive care and it was touch and go whether he would pull through, which is a shock and a shame. But the biggest shock and shame, or a biggest shock rather to me, was that I thought he died about 10 years ago. So I'm fucking surprised that he's even alive to have coronavirus, to nearly die of coronavirus. So I'm shocked and I'm glad that he's pulled through twice. So why the fuck isn't he out doing... Because I think it's his son. His son's doing the taking over as the puppet show now. But I just thought that was because he died. So I'm fucking well pleased that he's come back down and now he should be out and about with his puppets. He should make a Sooty film. Get on, you know, you've fucking dodged the bullet there with the coronavirus. Now you've got to live your life. Get out there and make a fucking... tongue-in-cheek Sooty film. There's fucking an audience for it. There's an audience of one right here. You know, you could have Sooty, Sweep and Sue being chased by the boggly-eyed monster. That could be the theme. Right, I'm fucking. I'm going to try and bring it into everything I'm going to say. Debbie McGee had her bum pinched, not by a buggly-eyed monster, by a chimpanzee this time. The late husband, Paul Daniels, magic trick. He had a chimpanzee during one of his magic tricks. The baby chimp grabbed her by the backside and pinched her ass. That's all right. That's like a chimp wasn't doing it sexually, I'm sure, because a baby chimp doesn't even know what the fuck's what. He was just grabbing onto the nearest thing, but because he's got long arms, he would just like grab your ass that way and you tip the other way just to climb up you and get onto your shoulders. So apparently it gave a bit of a surprise. And as Paul Daniels' famous line was, she liked it, but not a lot. Anyway, so Paul Daniels was the spitting image. Paul Daniels was great as a magician anyway, but the spitting image puppet, the boggly-eyed spitting image puppet of Paul Daniels, naturally, with the spinning wig that he used to have. His hairpiece would jump off his head and spin around. It was fucking hilarious. That program was the biggest fucking piss take of people. Satirical piss take. I can only aspire to be anything quite as funny as that. I'd have to sit here with like a bald head with my wig spinning around for you to find it equally as funny. What was I going to say? Cannibal rats are on the rise in Britain. Let's bring it down. Let's depress people a bit. Boggly-eyed cannibal rats. I told you I'm going to try and use it in every single story. Boggly-eyed cannibal rats. The rodents are eating their young as they scrabble for food while the city centres and restaurants remain shut. Yeah, well, there you go. That shows. That's fucking grim, that is. Isn't it? Eating your own babies, or they're eating each other's at least. You can't eat your own. That's fucking wrong on all levels, even as a rat. But anyway, the critters are turning to the homes as well to hunt richer pickings. So if you're seeing a rat, I've had it before in a maid's house when a rat ran across the fucking living room. And I said to him, I just looked out the corner of my eye and I just said to him, have you got a cat? And he's like, no. Anyway, long story short, it ended up being a rat that was running around. But that was eating his chocolate biscuits out the cupboard, not eating its young. That one had a little bit of fucking decorum. But anyway, yeah, so they're eating the young. So as soon as the restaurants, luckily for them, food, rubbish and restaurant waste will be back on the menu as of tomorrow. As of Saturday. Boy, that's ain't fucking good. They'll start, if they get in your house and everything, they'll fucking start chewing on you. Unless you'll have to leave some food out just in case so they don't have your toes. Because it'll either be the toast that you leave out, or it'll be your toes, your toasty toes from under your quilt. You're like, what's that nibbling on, you know, thinking your lady's giving you a bit of foot fetish. Next thing you know, you wake up, because it'll be a dream-like state, and you wake up and you've got no fucking toes, or at least no toenails left, depending on how well they taste. Right, was it award-winning writer Jeanette Winterson says people should only eat animals if they are prepared to kill them themselves. That's a good idea. But you will get the gungo fuckers who are like, I'll do it, move out of the way. I'll fucking slit the rats, the lamb's throat and all that. You got to have some kind of fucking switch off point to be able to do that all day long. Murder animals. It's got to be grim. I've heard stories of people who've done that, who've turned vegan or gone the total of the opposite, because it's got to build up on you, isn't it? I mean, each time you do it, you've got to have a different look in your eyes from the animal, or a different, you know, can't be just the same every time. You've got to have a different experience with each animal. And there's got to be one coming through. You just think, oh, I really don't want to do you. You are so cute. And I don't want to fucking put a bullet in your head or fucking smash your brains out, electrocute you and slash your throat. It's got to be a fucking short-lived job, surely. Some people, or maybe they got other ones that were just like, whistle while they work, mate. You know, like when you're just made to do a job. Maybe that guy, whoever it was, if they weren't doing that, they were a fucking serial killer or something like that. So it's like, it's keeping that urge away. I could never do something like that. No fucking way, Jose. what's it called? I would just have to bring them all home, sneak them all home. Next thing you know, I'd have a house full of cows, full of sheep, full of fucking chickens. I'd be like Noah on his farm, or old MacDonald. That's what I'll be. Old MacDonald, sitting down with all my boggly-eyed animals. I managed to get it in on that one. Right. And they're all boggly-eyed because they're all getting stoned off the fucking weed fumes. I'll be lighting, because otherwise they'll be running around, trashing the place. You ever heard the saying, bull in a china shop? So I'll have to chill them all out by burning some weed incense and just keep the fucking, keep their, put it under their nose or whatever. Maybe they'll all wake up and they're fucking all shagging each other, having a big farmyard orgy. Now that I would get into trouble for by the police. Make sure it doesn't get caught on the CCTV camera and automatically upload itself to some fucking Instagram page. Next thing you know, I'll be done for stuff that that was none of my fault, just for doing the right thing in the first place. Right, anyway, last one. I think we're going to keep it short today, because I don't think I can keep up the boggly eyed thing, but I am. The last one, it's a bit animal-based podcast this time, and residents in a seaside town have been warned to watch out for a giant boa constrictor snake, which has escaped. So if you thought that your boggly eyed, warm, draft-proof, you got the draft-proof things that you put across the door, that's like a snake with the fucking boggly eyes on it. It isn't. If you've got another one of those that's about 10 times long all of a sudden, you better check yourself, because it's a fucking escaped boa constrictor, because we don't get boa constrictors in England, so it would be unusual to see one crawling up your hallway and up your stairs. And usually, when you're not using your draft excluder, it's normally somewhere near the door. So you might get confused. But if it's 10 times longer, and it's if you can hear your dog barking out of its mouth, then you better fucking climb out the window or scream very loudly and try and scare it off. Otherwise, your draft excluder might have even come to life. It might have been that well made, it's come to life, and maybe it's a horror film, and this draft excluder is actually going to attack you and kill you. That could be the that'd be a real shit boo movie, The Attack of the Draft Excluder. So yeah. Boa constrictor on the loose. Where is it? Where the fuck is it? It's a Brazilian rainbow breed. Let's tell you what it is. It's in Somerset somewhere, Western Supermare. So keep them peeled. Otherwise, you might wake up with a fucking scarf on, and it might be getting a little bit tight. So you won't have time to listen to the rest of this podcast, because you'll be passing out round about now. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.